Bucky Bacall. Today's broadcast features interviews by the Boise, Idaho backyard chicken correspondent, Kevin Bayhouse, conducted during the September 2012 Boise Eagle Tour de Coupe. Folks may know that I got my start in chickening in Idaho in 2003, and soon after started the broadcast from Radio Boise. When I left Boise in 2007, chickening was still pretty much a rarity in that city, although I had met two new urban chickeners on the outskirts of town and one in the middle of town right before I left. Kevin adopted the Bacall flock in his backyard, and his neighbors were titillated. Their bemused skepticism gradually turned to intrigued curiosity, and then inspiration, and some followed his example. Kevin did the first chicken training offered at the Idaho Botanical Gardens in 2008, and in 2009 the first tour de coupe occurred in Idaho's Treasure Valley. The tour is a big deal now, with a Facebook page that folks post to year-round, a blog, and the most amazing chicken-themed t-shirt I've ever seen, commemorating this year's tour theme of Henzilla, Rise of the Chickens. Kevin scored some excellent interviews this year, so without any further ado.
Jason, how long have you been into backyard chickening?
Oh, ever since I was a kid.
Okay, cool. How did you find out about the tour?
The Ida Bees, the local bee club, put out an email saying they're looking for people that have backyard chickens. Since we have so much pride in our coop and the love that we put into it, we thought it would be an opportunity to show off our chickens.
All right.
Our hobby. And we wanted to give it the whole barn theme to go with the farm. So we found the picture of that coop on the internet somewhere, and we just built it just like the picture. It allows the chickens to have a little bit of shade underneath their coop. You can see it's raised a couple feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then the easy accessibility to get the eggs out, that was also very important for us.
All right.
To be able to just, and the kids can walk up and climb on the table, and they can also get the eggs out. So we want the kids to be a part of it.
All right. Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love it. And as far as the tour goes, it's great meeting everybody that has the same interest as we. It's not every day you meet another chicken lover, so it's a nice way to bring everybody together.
All right. Vicki, how long have you been into backyard chickening?
We have had chickens for about 15 years.
And where'd you get the idea for your coop?
This is our third coop, and I look at a lot of books and designs, and over the years we've tried to figure out what works best for us and our birds and how many we have, and so every time we build one, it gets a little bit better, easier for us to take care of them, gives them lots of room, and it's just a lot of it's been trial and error to see what works well.
Okay, good. Are you having a good time?
We are. It is pretty fun to see all these other chicken enthusiasts coming out and talking about birds, because they're a fun pet and they're easy to take care of.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
You bet.
My name is Amy Stewart Cooper.
How long have you been backyard chickening?
About 2.5 years.
Where did you get the idea for your chicken coop?
We have a chicken tractor, and I think it was some web page somebody showed me to. It was a web page of just all different chicken tractors designs. I mean, hundreds of them. And they were really, really great. And I was like, I have to have that. I have to do that. And my husband's co-worker had a chicken tractor, and he told me how much he liked it and how neat he thought it was. And I said, well, let's build one. And so I designed it, and he built it.
All right. And are you having a good time on the tour?
Well, I can't go on the tour yet because I'm a host.
Right, but you're having a good time with the tour.
Yes, I'm a good time with the tour, and I can't wait to see the other host families and their chickens. We're going to get together at the after party and try to see when we can go around to each other's yards.
Okay, Kimberly, well, how long have you had your backyard chickens?
We just got the chicks last spring, so just for about 6 months now.
They're really beautiful.
Thank you.
You were saying earlier that you raised them, right?
Right. So we got them as little chicks, and we would hold them a lot, and we were told that if we held them a lot and kept them really cozy and close to us, that they would be more likely to grow up into chickens that like to be held and that were sweet. And that was a big thing for us, is we wanted sweet, nice chickens, a nice harmonious flock, no meanies, no bad guys. So we'd bring them into the house and hold them and love on them, and the whole family got in on it, my daughter and my son and my husband.
All right. Well, I think you were successful, because they're probably some of the well-most behaved chickens I've ever seen.
Aren't they sweet?
They really are.
Yeah. We actually got the coop first, and then we got the chicks, and we just did the brooding inside the garage during the spring cold weather, and then the coop was ready for them when they were ready to move out.
And you're having a good time?
Oh, yeah. We're having a great time.
And what are your names?
I'm Emily.
Van.
All right. So when did you guys get into backyard chickening?
It was kind of a spur of the moment type thing last May. So
about 4 or 5
months. 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were telling us earlier about how you acquired your coop. Tell that story again. It's a good one.
So basically, we got the chickens first, and they were in the house, and we realized real quick we needed to find some place for them to live. So initially, we were looking for salvage materials, things that we could build on our own, and we realized they were growing up real fast, and we needed to get them outside. So I started going online and went on Craigslist and looking for someone to commission a coop, and emailed the guy. We went to go meet with him. This little 13-year-old boy answers the door. And we're like, hey, is your dad home? He's like, no, I'm the one that builds the coops. We're like, okay. So he takes us back to his shop, and he's showing us all the coops and everything, and we're thinking to ourselves, well, all right, we'll give him a shot and kind of see where it goes. And we gave him the specifications, the dimensions, and told him where we wanted the nesting box, the windows and everything, and called us 3 days later and had our coop, and it was quite amazing because we go to pick it up, and we're looking at it, and we're like, it's great, but could you, like, put a bar right here? And he's like, yeah, hold on. Runs back in his shop, and we hear bzz, 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 and he runs out with a drill, climbs up inside the coop, drills it in, and within, like, 3 minutes, he had the bar. It was pretty amazing.
Yes. Right.
And we love it, and it's a perfect coop. It's a 13-year-old little kid.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You were saying earlier that we are your 100th visitors today on the tour.
Yeah, we've been keeping track. Yeah, the three of you came together, and one of you was the 100th, whichever was the last one to walk in.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah.
And so the turnout's been pretty good today, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's been great.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Okay. We're pretty excited.
And you guys are having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
We are, yeah.
It's fun.
To share our chicken love with everybody else that loves chickens.
The chicken stories. And hearing about the different personalities of the different chickens. And
all right.
It's pretty fun.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
You bet. So I'm here with Gretchen Henderson, and she's a well-known advocate for backyard chickening throughout the Treasure Valley here and throughout the nation as a whole. She wrote a book called Backyard Chicken Fight, which deals with all of the experiences that many people are having with the pushback against having backyard chickens. Welcome to the show, Gretchen, and could you give us a kind of an update of where you think things are with backyard chickening and the regulations of it all?
Well, you know, when I wrote the book 2 years ago, I thought that we would see these fights around the country between people who want to keep chickens and the municipalities who say that you can't. I thought that they would dwindle off, but more and more I see more communities coming to the forefront fighting for the right to have chickens in their backyard, so it doesn't seem to be slowing down whatsoever.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been seeing too, is that it's an exploding movement, but there is these interesting places throughout the country. I think there was one severe case down in the southeast somewhere.
Down in Nashville they had a really ugly fight.
Yeah, but overall I think things are going fairly well.
I think more and more people are bringing the municipalities around, and the municipalities are learning that all of the arguments about the noise and the smell, et cetera, really aren't as great of argument as people would make them out to be. And then the municipalities embrace having backyard chickens, and you end up having something go on like this, a coop tour, where people can come and check out all the coops around the town, and you know, we're set up right next to the road, and so hundreds of people have been seeing us going back and forth today. And so I think it's a movement that has wheels, and it will continue to roll. I don't think at all that it's a fad. I think people are very, very serious about their food security, about property rights issues, and about being more sustainable within their own footprint.
I think I agree with you. I think you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you, Kevin, and everyone from the Boise Eagle Tour de Coupe. Please keep in mind that I am very encouraging of listeners to take their cue from Kevin and sign on to become correspondents. Send me an email at bucky@buckybacaw.org with your location and show idea, and I'll be happy to provide remote, script, and technical assistance to get you started. And I have been known to compensate contributors with Bucky swag. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.